I was actually staying at the hotel that it happened at. I was around the pool. I'd just left Millie and Paul playing darts. And then the gunman started on the beach. He then came up into the pool area, chased many of us into the hotel. And then I ended up in the gift shop. And then it was a case of sort of waiting until it was over and it was safe to come out. And then I went searching for Paul and Millie. We got an email last year from the Foreign Office declaring that they was about to announce. And then they put it in the media that the flights were back on. But as I say, it's always a bit of a shock when you kind of read it, when you read anything to do with Tunisia after what we went through. It's really not safe yet at all. I know, obviously, they've got the US training the police and whatever, but I mean, you know, it was they were a shambles when we was over there. They left us, nobody would come in, you know, some of them fainted, some of them ran away, you know. So hopefully they've got all that in order now and they're being trained, but you know, I just think they're putting profit before safety. They could guarantee that it was 100% safe, and I know that nowhere is, but even if they could, because of what happened and the amount of people that died, and also I know a few of the families of people that did die that day, and I would just find it really, really disrespectful. There's not many of us that will ever have to search bodies for loved ones, and there's not many people that will ever have to bury their loved ones from, you know, being killed in a terrorist attack. But just the way it happened, in my opinion, it would be disrespectful for me to go back there. I just would never do it.